know this is a little bit of a time of change for the railroad industry. Mm-hmm. What is it, precision, scheduled railroading?
Yes.
Just tell me a little bit about what's happening with the industry.
Yeah, in the simplest case, so we were changing our transportation plan. We used to focus on movement of the train. And by default, we thought that would incorporate movement of the car. And that's what customers care most about, consistent, reliable movement of where the car was to where they want it to be. In Unified Plan 2020, which is our implementation of precision scheduled railroading, we literally focus on the car. And the difference is we're just relentless on removing the amount of time that a car sits or that we touch a car, like in a yard. If it doesn't have to be switched, we don't want to switch it. And the end result is our car velocity year over year is up by 10% plus, while our train velocity is down a little bit. And the car velocity incorporates that decrease in train velocity. Now, at the end of the day, I expect all those KPIs, all those key performance indicators to move in the right direction. But that simple change has created a more consistent, reliable service product for our customers.
You're trimming down the workforce a bit.
Yeah, another thing that happens as we implement a plan like this, so if we're going to switch cars fewer times, they move across us more quickly, we need fewer cars. So that means our carmen, the people maintaining the cars, that workforce is declining. We have fewer locomotives moving our trains because we're much more efficient in our train movement. So that means fewer people maintaining our locomotives. And because we're switching cars fewer times, we need fewer people to do the work of switching. So a location like here in Little Rock has benefited by absorbing work from a location like in Pine Bluff.
And you've cut the number of hump yards, I understand? Or?
Yeah, the industry, historically, when a company has implemented precision scheduled railroading, one of their outcomes is because they're switching cars fewer times and touching cars fewer times, some of their hump yards go close down. On our railroad, prior to implementation, we've had about 14 individual hump yards. At this point, we've stopped humping at three of them, and there very well might be one or two or three or four more. But the end game isn't not to hump a car, because a hump, that is a terminal where cars go over a gravity-fed bowl, is the most efficient way to switch a large amount of cars. The issue is when you're not switching cars as many times, that work tends to get concentrated in a place like Little Rock, where the cars want to be.
Do you expect the North Little Rock one to remain?
Yeah, right now, North Little Rock's doing a great job actually switching more cars than they did prior to our implementation of the Unified Plan 2020. So at this point, it looks like Little Rock's benefiting by having more work, not less work.
How's the industry in general, the financial picture at this point?
Yeah, so the industry is feeling the impacts now of our trade disputes with China and the uncertainty that's impacting some of the industries we serve. So our top lines are, you know, they're okay, but they're down a little bit year over year. And I see in the behavior of our customer base, and we serve virtually all of the U.S. economy, I see a hesitancy to make investment. I see a hesitancy to add to working capital. And I think that's all about the uncertainty that some of the trade disputes created.
So you're monitoring the trade disputes and what's happening.
Yeah, very carefully. We care deeply about ratification of USMCA. We care deeply about getting the China-U.S. trade relationship right. And then we have to have a trade agreement with Japan and with the EU. All of those are critically important to our economy.